After weeks of speculation, the leader of Fianna Fáil and Taoiseach Micheál Martin finally revealed yesterday who he wanted as his party's presidential candidate. He's backed the former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin, who contacted members of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party yesterday, seeking their votes to become the party's presidential nominee. In a letter sent to members, he said, "In these turbulent times, Ireland needs a president who can bring people together and promote and represent our shared values and interests at home and abroad." Well, we are joined on the line now by the Minister for Children, Disability and Equality, the Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Norma Foley. Norma Foley, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Are you following your leader in backing Jim Gavin to become the party's presidential nominee?
Well, I've spoken with Jim Gavin, and you know, when I speak with Jim, I hear his incredible passion, his enthusiasm, and indeed his idealism for the role of president. He's a man of tremendous skill and ability, and I think we would be blessed beyond measure to have him as a Fianna Fáil candidate, and indeed ultimately as president. I think service and dedication to community and country has been the hallmark of Jim Gavin to date, and I think he would bring that to the presidency. So I'm absolutely 100% backing Jim Gavin.
You spoke to him when? Over the weekend, was it?
Yes, indeed. Yep.
And had you spoken to him before? Did you know much about him before the weekend?
I did know, I suppose, quite a bit about him in terms of very familiar, I suppose, with his leadership of the I suppose the Northeast inner city and the regeneration of the Northeast inner city. Also, I suppose very aware of his, you know, public service in terms of citizens' assembly, but also, you know, his leadership in the defence forces representing Ireland both at home and abroad. But also, I suppose as a Kerry woman, I'm very very familiar with his work in the sporting domain and community and that. And I suppose from the sporting point of view, I'd have to say to you as well, we here in Kerry very much so appreciate the work that that he has done in terms of, you know, the new rules. And, you know, I've been very conscious that many people would have said that was something that could never be achieved, never done, the change in rules. But Jim Gavin did that, an almost impossible task. And we here in Kerry are very appreciative of that.
I'm sure you're not appreciative of the six All-Irelands he took for Dublin as well. But
I suppose if I could just say, just really, I suppose the point that I wanted to make there is I'm very conscious that people said the body of work that he has done there, people said it could not be done. It was impossible. But he has a unique sense of leadership and ability to bring people with him. And he achieved that in the new rules. And I'm just saying that's the hallmark of an individual that I would like to see as President of Ireland and indeed as the nominee for Fianna Fáil.
Most people, as you say, will know him from his time as Dublin football manager. But what about Jim Gavin as a campaigner? Because as Malachy Clerkin put it yesterday, it suited his mission to be as dull as possible when he was Dublin football manager. Do you think we'll see a different side to him during the campaign for the presidency?
Well, I think Jim Gavin has many, many strings to his bow, as I've already outlined. You know, there are so many facets to his career to date, but the central hallmark of all of them has been one of service. And that's the hallmark, really, of a good president's service, I suppose, and dedication to community and country. And, you know, when I speak with Jim Gavin, I hear passion, I hear commitment, and I hear enthusiasm and loyalty and love of country. And that's, you know, that's the Jim Gavin that I know, and I'm okay. Very confident the Jim Gavin that people will meet on the campaign trail.
Why go for an outsider? Why not pick an experienced campaigner from within your own party, somebody like Billy Kelleher, who's an experienced campaigner and a proven vote-getter?
Yeah, look, it's not about, you know, supporting one and denigrating another. I know Billy, I've known him for many, many years. He's an excellent public representative. But I do think when you're making a judgment call on the presidency, you need a president of the time and of the now. And I think Jim Gavin, as I've already outlined, has many, many characteristics that make him an appropriate nominee.
It's clear, Minister, that Jim Gavin is the party leader's pick. Why did Micheál Martin not stand back and allow an open contest, let the candidates pitch directly to the party, parliamentary party themselves, instead of emerging from his holidays like Moses from the Mount with the name of Jim Gavin under his arm? Why did he do it this way and not let an open contest where there could be a proper competition?
Well, the Taoiseach has been very clear that the ultimate decision in relation to this as leader of Fianna Fáil will be the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. He has gone on the record and said that, and he will be accepting of the decision of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. But I do think it's only fair that people know exactly where the leader of the party stands. I don't like this idea that there would be any kind of hidden agenda. I think it's fair that it would be open, that it would be clear. The leader has a view. I have my own view, and that's on foot of speaking with Jim Gavin myself. Everybody else within the parliamentary party will have an opportunity to make up their own mind, and the Taoiseach has been very clear about that. I think it's only right and proper that he would declare where he stands himself.
Has Jim Gavin joined the party?
Jim Gavin, I suppose I'd have to say, in terms of Fianna Fáil, not every person who supports the Fianna Fáil ethos and vision is a card-carrying member of the Fianna Fáil party. But Jim Gavin is very clear that if he is to receive the Fianna Fáil nomination, he will be running as a Fianna Fáil candidate, because he does subscribe to the Fianna Fáil vision.
So does that mean he will be expected to join the party?
Well, he will be the Fianna Fáil nominee, so he will be running on the Fianna Fáil under the Fianna Fáil banner, so he will be of the Fianna Fáil party.
But does that mean he'll be a card-carrying member, that he'll sign up and become a member?
Well, he will obviously run as the Fianna Fáil candidate, but I do want to say, I think the presidency as a rule, irrespective of other roles where candidates might run, the presidency should be one that's above party politics.
Okay.
It's not necessarily
but
belong
I'm not
to any
clear.
Party.
I'm not clear, is he going to become a member or not?
Well, he will be representing Fianna Fáil, and that's obviously membership or otherwise. I don't think that's an issue. But he will be representing Fianna Fáil if he's a successful candidate. If that involves membership, then so be it. But I think actually in this instance, I think the presidency is more than just a Fianna Fáil or any political party, Labour, whatever else you want yourself. It's above that. It is that plus having, I suppose, broad appeal, across the spectrum and across the political and non-political spectrum in that instance.
There are some very long-standing members of Fianna Fáil who are annoyed about the way this has all played out. The former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern said that he'd been asking for months if the leadership of the party would back him, and he got no answer. And Mary Hanafin, as you heard in the news clip there, speaking on Brendan O'Connor, said that she got no phone call either from the leadership to tell her that she wasn't wanted. Why were they treated like that? Doesn't that show a lack of respect to people who served the party for a very long time?
Well, I think, the Taoiseach from the very beginning, indeed the Fianna Fáil party from the very beginning, would make the claim that it is open to anyone to put their case across and make their case, and that remains the case. And those who have announced, and perhaps there will be others who will come before the parliamentary party, and that's exactly what was done. And I think the Taoiseach would have been clear that the ultimate decision will be made by the parliamentary party.
I know, but people want to know if the leadership is going to back them before they enter a contest, and they simply weren't told. Mary Hanafin wasn't told, and Bertie Ahern wasn't told. Doesn't that show a lack of respect to people who'd serve the party for a long time?
Well, I don't think it's within the gift of the leadership to decide who would be the Fianna Fáil nominee. And I think the leader himself, the Taoiseach, has been very clear about that. He absolutely believes in the democracy of the party, facilitating everybody to have an opportunity to make their case to the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. He's been clear where he stands. I think that's only right, because I think people would want to know that. But every single person in the Parliamentary Party will have a vote. Every person can stand over their vote, and that's it.
When will that take place?
It would be my expectation, that there should be a parliamentary party meeting shortly. And then obviously there will be a vote subsequent to that.
Mary Hanafin is out. Do you think Billy Kelleher should stay in this contest or bow out also?
I think that's a judgment call for every other candidate to make, including Billy. Look, I think democracy is great. It allows and facilitates competition. That's what we're about. We understand that within Fianna Fáil, and I think in the wider political world. So I think everybody makes their own judgment call.
And Minister for Children, Disability and Equality, Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Norma Foley, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be joined by presidential candidate Catherine Connolly after this break.